6-year-old Calisandra Eleanor Montgomery arranged her favorite dolls and stuffed animals, then sat to pour them some imaginary tea and tell them a story. Her little legs crossed beneath her blanket as she got comfortable, and her fingers brushed back the soft auburn curls that had come loose from her bow. At this time of day, she was supposed to be resting, but Calisandra was a precocious child with lots of energy, and perhaps by choice or need, this story was one she repeated every day without fail. It started with a stormy night, like all good stories should. Her father, Admiral Alexander Montgomery, had thrown a party that night. Callie loved when her papa had parties. The men dressed in blue uniforms with big gold braids, and the ladies wore pretty ball gowns with lots of lace. Music played all throughout the house, and the tables were always filled with her favorite foods, like white soup, meat pies, jellies, and dry cake. But that night, the night in question, Callie didn't care much about the party. She wasn't feeling well. Janie, one of her nannies, kept trying to give her awful-tasting medicine, so to escape, Callie grabbed her 3 favorite dolls and snuck into her papa's study. Her father was busy at his desk, but when Callie came up next to him, he lifted her to his lap and hugged her tight. Her papa always hugged her. Then they heard Janie calling after her, and he put his finger to his lips, then moved his legs so she could hide beneath his desk. Callie loved it under Papa's desk. She had a blanket and toys and, of course, his legs, so it was warm and cozy. She had just finished arranging her dolls when her papa's best friend, Gregor, came in. Gregor was her favorite because he always picked her up and spun her around until she was twirling high in the air. But tonight, he sounded very serious.
"There's trouble, Alexander," he'd said, and Callie stilled immediately.
Her father swore, something Callie had never heard before, and it scared her. His chair scraped the floor so loud she had to cover her ears from the sound. That was the night Calisandra met her new mama. After her papa and Gregor had left the study, Callie went back to her room. Janie made her take the yucky-tasting medicine after all, then helped Callie change into a nightgown. It was a short while later that she saw her new mama for the first time. She and Janie were in the hallway outside her mother's room on the way back to bed when Mama called out, "Wait!" Callie was scared at first because her mother was mean and pinched her a lot. Callie figured that's just how Mamas were, but when she stood before her, this Mama spoke softly and was nice. Her new Mama looked just like her old Mama, but she wasn't mean and didn't hurt her. She had prettier eyes, too. They sparkled blue, whereas her old mama's eyes had been brown. The whole house had changed now that her mother was different. Now Mama made her papa smile and laugh, and her mama taught Callie to play the piano and dance. She taught papa how to dance, too. Not that her father didn't know how to dance. It was just that Mama danced different. Callie loved this new mama so much, and knew her papa did too. Callie still had her hiding spots, though, so she sometimes heard her mother and father whisper about things. Things like her papa insisting that her mama was never to go near the cliffs again, ever. Her papa was really fierce when he told her mama that. He was fierce anyway, even though he was always kind to Callie. He was an admiral in the Royal Navy. Callie thought it was funny to sometimes call him Admiral, just like Goodley, their butler. The second night that changed their lives forever came 3 months later when her papa said that they were sailing for America. He was in his study barking orders. Her father was really good at barking orders. Her mama said, "If you have a crisis, papa is the only person you need with you.